Especially like as absolutely 90s music sometimes. I mean, I was, you know, 90s music's very nostalgic for me, so I really enjoy it from that point of view. I don't really listen to it unless I'm trying to feel nostalgic, though. Okay. Have I ever committed a crime? Yes.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to yawn on everyone. Committed a crime. Yes, I mean, like, only kind of petty, really small things. And I'm not really gonna go into what, but like, yeah, just really petty stuff. Taking drugs. Yes, but only once, and only weed, which is not legal here, so yeah, that's the only kind of non, you know, I mean, not legal or whatever drugs. Like, I've taken, you know, opiates and stuff when I've been sick and in hospital, but never anything else other than, you know, the standard caffeine, alcohol, that sort of shit. Have I had a long distance relationship? Yes. I think the longest distance was with somebody who had been in various countries and continents whilst we were together. So at one point I had a partner who was in Cambodia while I was in the UK. I was pretty far away. Have I ever cheated on someone? Yes, I have. And it was, yeah, it led to one of the most difficult periods of my life. Because, well, it was a very complicated situation, but I still cheated on them, so yeah. Have I been cheated on? Yes, totally different relationship. I was actually kind of alright with it. I didn't like the lying, but I didn't really mind the sleeping, you know, the sex part. That was interesting. Have I... Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm yawning again. Maybe jet lag's wearing off and I'm actually gonna get tired. Yes! Anyway, have I had a one-night stand? Yes. And I have concluded it's not really for me. Very short term, even if it's only one evening, like flings and stuff, it's great, but I don't know, the kind of typical one night stand just didn't really do it for me. I've been in a fight, never a fist fight, but I've been in the kind of fight that's like kneeing someone in the balls and then like not backing down when he kind of like full on squared up to me and threatened me and all sorts of shit, and I kind of shoved him out of the way. He had been very inappropriate in more than one way. It was, I mean, I also think violence is never really justified, but like, yeah, it was fine. I don't really know if that counts as a fight. Have I been in a protest? Yes. Have I been in a helicopter? No, though I'd like to. Have I tried an extreme adrenaline sport? No, but like bungee jumping and paragliding and any of that stuff is like absolutely on my wish list of stuff I want to do. I mean, like, bungee jumps sound incredible. I'd freaking love that. Absolutely would love to do some extreme adrenaline sports. Have I been to Africa? No, though I was going to be going to Tunisia later this year, but that's been cancelled. I've been to the Caribbean. No. Have I been to Oceania? No. North America? Yes, but only the US. A couple times. Central America? No, I haven't. South America? No, but I'd quite like to go. Asia? Yes. I've been to India. I don't think actually there's anywhere else in Asia that I've been to. No, I just think India. I'd really like to get back to India as well, actually. Do some other parts of it. Western Europe? Yes. Italy, UK, France, Germany, Spain. I've been through other European countries, but I wouldn't really say I've been there. Oh, Belgium. Yeah. That's probably it. Eastern Europe? No. A polar region? No, definitely not. In real life, do I consider myself to be approachable? Yes, I think so. opinions. I really like to think so, yeah. Generally, if I can understand where someone's coming from, even if I hugely disagree with it, I'm pretty good about it. Helpful, I think so. I like to help out where I can, and quite often I like to help out where it's not really wanted, so I'm learning to unstick my oar, as it were. Fashionable, no chance. I mean, when I was at high school, I won the like award for worst dressed, and so many people came up to me afterwards and said that it's not that they think I dress badly, it's just that I evidently don't dress according to any definable styles, but it seems to work. I quite enjoyed that. Do I think I'm good at grammar? Yes. Do I think I'm able to take criticism? Generally, I think sometimes I find it quite difficult, but I do think I'm able to take it if I sort of sit with it for a bit. Am I sporty? No. Am I jaded? I don't think so. I try and be quite optimistic about stuff, but in this current world, it's pretty freaking difficult. Am I worldly? I don't think so. I'd quite like to be more worldly, but I don't think so. There's a lot. I think I want to learn, and I want to. There's a lot I don't know. There's so many cultures and peoples and interests and countries and all sorts of things that I don't know that I would love to learn more about. Am I reaching my potential? Fuck no. There's so much more that I can do with myself, to the point where I'm actually changing careers right now, so let's see how that goes. And in terms of adulty kind of stuff, am I into affection? Yes, 100%. I love affection. I love being affectionate. I love people being affectionate with me. Yes. Anal? No. Tried it once. Did not enjoy it. No thanks. Absolutely not. Domination? Yes. I love. Well, yes, but kind of mild, I guess. I like mild dom. I like being a kind of service top more than like proper dominating. And I like it when people dominate me as well. But again, kind of on a service sub level. Like I like being a submissive, but I like providing a service. I like doing things that my dom wants me to do because I can make them feel better. I don't like any kind of full-on objectification or possession or like being treated as an object or anything like that. Oh, I suppose that leads into humiliation. I do not like humiliation at all. I find it really difficult to perform if I'm in a dom role. I find it really, really difficult. And it will throw me straight out of a situation if I'm in a sub role and someone starts calling me names. Can't do it. Don't like it. Incest, fantasy roleplay, no. Just no, not for me. Not at all. Oh, that's my phone telling me I have no battery. It'll be fine. Impreg, not at all. No thanks. I just don't. Nope. I never realised that it was a fantasy until GWA, to be honest. Consent, non-consent. I said that really weirdly. Consent, no. I'm not into non-com play at all. I can't. No. Yeah, it's one of the things that I struggle with sometimes with the dom stuff is like, I like the domination, but there's always got to be the option that even within a scene I could say no. Even within a scene when, obviously those things are things, but yeah. No, I can't do that. Not for me. Age play also, no. Not for me. Race play, I've never, like, I say no because it's never something, like, it's not something I find myself attracted to, any specific races or any element of that being brought into anything. But I've only really been in a situation once where that kind of was a part of play and, I don't know, was kind of a bit meh for me. Group sex, yes. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love just being in a puddle of bodies. It's just beautiful. I love it. It's so good. It's just like a big puddle of pleasure where everybody is understanding and everybody is on the same wavelength in terms of like spaces and what is and what isn't cool and consent and all that stuff. It's just delicious. I mean, quite literally delicious, but just generally wonderful. Yeah, so that took me quite a lot longer than I originally meant. So I guess I'll post both of those. Yes. Oh, thank you, as always, Captain Jericho, for your delightful questions. As you know, there are many of us who look forward to your questions on anyone's AMAs.